The agricultural sector in the Gaza Strip has been struggling to cope with Israel's so-called buffer zone along the border fence east of the impoverished territory. In 2008, Israel declared a 300-meter no-go area, and anyone who ventures inside risks being shot by the Israeli army. However, farmers working as far as 2 kilometers away from the buffer zone have been shot by Israeli forces.
We get shot by Israeli troops almost every day. No one here is safe. Farmers and families who live around here risk their lives just by walking outside the doors of their houses, and some of them were injured or killed inside their houses.
According to a report by the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, around 9 Palestinian farmers were injured by Israeli gunfire in recent days near the so-called buffer zone. The buffer zone is the most fertile area in Gaza, and it makes up 30% of Gaza's arable land. Preventing farmers from reaching their land has caused lower production and reduced access to affordable fresh food.
It is almost impossible to reach my land. And the last time I went to farm it with my sons, one of them was killed and the other was injured. Now I am forced to farm about 1 kilometer away from this buffer zone, just to make ends meet.
Some analysts say the international community is complicit in what they describe as Israeli criminal acts.
Israel has been creating buffer zones in the Gaza Strip since it withdrew its troops in 2005, and this is in line with the international conspiracy of silence that has allowed Israel to commit war crimes and crimes against humanity.
The situation of Gazan farmers reflects the scope of human rights violations against thousands of farmers and their families working in the Gaza Strip. Experts say that the silence of the international community towards the Israeli practices on Palestinians must be blamed for the hard conditions Palestinians are going through for a long time. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.